Coach Montgomery.
Starting on defense, I thought we played really well at times on defense, gave ourselves a chance to go be successful, held one of the best offenses in the country to just barely over 400 yards, got some major stops on third down. We were exactly the same on third down defense. We outgained them on offense, but offensive story was it was just turnovers. Holt Naylor's played an incredible game. He did have a couple of mistakes. I think he is going to be a fantastic quarterback here in the next weeks or so. He's doing everything that we ask him to do. He generated the run game. We got to continue to work in our run game to make sure it's better. But the story of the game is the way that we turned the football over. We had some mental errors and some situations where Holton looked like he was the blame for some of those plays, but some of our routes weren't where they were supposed to be. Our receivers did do a better job tonight at getting in the spots that we asked them to do, but we've got to play. When you're playing against the number 9, number 10 team in the country, you've got to play penalty-free and mistake-free, and you definitely can't have that many turnovers in a football game. Special teams-wise, I thought our punter did an exceptional job. We took them out of the return game completely, the kickoff return, punt return. We left some yardage out there in the return game, some hidden yardage. But all in all, this game came down to some turnovers and some opportunities in the red zone that we did not capitalize on.
Coach, the backbreaker was probably the you get the ball down to the 1 yard line. A great drive, you go 98 yards. But can you describe what you saw on that play, what the call was?
Yeah, so the first one, we came back with a quarterback lead. They stopped it. The safety plugged, and the safety was tight. The next one, we come back with a basically a read by Holton, where he can come down. If the safety plugs, he can throw it. We call it. So it's a read where basically the only read is take the ball, throw it, or throw it out the back of the end zone. He went to throw it. He said his hand, the ball was wet, and when he went to grip it, he couldn't throw it and throw it out of bounds. So that was to give us another setup for 4th and 1. It's unfortunate. That was one of his very few mistakes in this football game. He was really ready for that opportunity and understood the situation. It was basically a pop pass, and once the pop pass doesn't hit, he threw it out of the back of the end zone where he went to grip it to throw it out the back. The ball slipped. He told me the ball was wet, and it's unfortunate that happened. But we had a lot of rhythm during that drive.
When you look at his rushing total compared to your conventional running backs, is that a concern that they're not complementing more in any way?
Well, it's really not our running backs right now. We've got to do a better job on our double teams and our interior, which they are crushing sometimes and bringing the pressure on the inside and stunting. So some of that reaction from Holton is because they're taking the back away. People still haven't – they didn't really still adjust to the quarterback run game tonight. And, boy, we had it really going that one time. We were just in the mode of setting up a huge run action pass to go down the field. And unfortunately, Holton, with one of his other few mistakes, had the ball up and took on the defender face-to-face. What we've really tried to work on with him there is go ahead and getting down and not taking some of those shots. We're going to have to continue to coach him on getting down and not taking some of those shots. But it was just one of those situations where his instinct, his competitive nature, went and took over with the ball. But right now they're still trying to stop the interior runs, so we did do some things on the exterior with the football.
Was their offense significantly different with Mack in there compared to Milton?
He's a bigger – I mean, we had to adjust because we didn't know that he wasn't going to play. They did a good job of trying to keep it a secret. The biggest adjustment was their quarterback runs, their interior quarterback runs, their exterior quarterback runs. It kind of changed the game. It was less RPOs, much less RPOs, and him getting and creating a big-time quarterback run game for him, and then also going down the field with the ball and run action pass a lot more than we were expecting, especially when we seen him. I thought McKenzie went through the whole warm-up and looked good throughout the whole deal, so it was a little bit of a shock not to see him. I don't know what his ailment was, but it did. In the first half, there was an adjustment to that. They're good. They had a lot of energy and juice coming from the quarterback position and how hard he was playing. The bad thing is we put them on the field in some bad momentum spots. And they did give up some big plays, at, you know, significant plays at different times, but not enough for it to be the score that it turned out to be. But any time you look at the turnover sheet and it's the way that it is, especially on drives, you know, we were driving the football. This wasn't one of those situations where we couldn't get our offense rolling. I thought we had a much better rhythm. I thought the offense was set to Holton a lot better. I thought there was a lot of things he did, getting the ball out of his hands quick. He moved when he left the pocket. He threw the ball away. He didn't make those kind of mistakes. He just made a very critical mistake down there in third and two or so down there on the goal line. And, you know, that's unfortunate. That's kind of the part of the game when you're raising a young quarterback. But it's not him I'm worried about. If everybody else will do their job, he'll be fine.
What's Reed Herring's health after the accident?
Well, we'll find out a little bit more about that. That's kind of hard for me to comment on just because there's an evaluation that happened on – it just happened on Thursday. There was an evaluation that happened on Friday. And then basically we found out on Friday that he wouldn't be able to be available on Saturday. And that's today. So I'll find out a little bit more tomorrow. Hopefully he'll be okay. You know, it was an unfortunate situation for him to be in, and so public, and everything that he had to go through. Just unfortunate for him. His teammates have his back. He'll be back soon.
Coach, zero return yards in the punt game, and it seemed like there were a lot of fair catches that maybe Trayvon could have gotten some extra yard. Is that something you're concerned with?
Yeah, we're working as hard as we can work to get him to not fair catch some of those balls in return. He had a great week of returns in practice. You know, I'm not quite sure how many chances he had, opportunities he had without seeing the tape. But, yes, there's something that Coach Dahl and I have – we spent a lot of time on. We got, you know, of course, Jason Nichols is coaching returners back there as well. He spent a lot of time on. He had a great week of returns in practice. Friday was probably one of his best days in returning the ball in practice. So we've got to continue to try to figure out something in the return game. And if not – we're going to have to – if the tape shows that there was a lot of yards out there, we're going to have to do something to make sure we can get better production on punt return.
You got the bye week. Where do you guys go from here?
Open date, we got to continue to work. We got to eliminate the mistakes from our skill guys. That's the number one thing. We got to get back to taking care of the football the way we take care of the football, build the offense around Holton a little bit more, find ways to score the football. And I think the number one way you can score the football is to have it, not turn it over. If we can not turn it over, I think this kid's going to give us a chance once we get down in there close to make some plays.